Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Into this building, you brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the same. So you tell me you've been to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
heart. He can mend your broken heart.
He has
a miracle role to fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, then you will receive. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken
heart.
wait on the Lord and be a good servant. But you said you're stripping my heart.
I have received.
Oh, I have received.
I have received.
Is there anybody in here can reach a hand to heaven? Right where you are. Come on and tell them. Right now, can you stand to your feet and just enter in right now? Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord, way back on Calvary.
praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Got to praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's open up our mouths and just thank God right now. Amen. Just because who he is, amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We come, oh, God, give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Father God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we enter in today, oh, God, with all faith, believing, and trusting you, oh, God, for a mighty move in our lives and those that we love and concerned about in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh, God. Thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you right now. You have your way. Lead us and guide us as we pray this morning. Amen. That we may receive divine directions and instructions from our Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you right now. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your presence. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, as we enter in this morning, we come against every attack of Satan in his ages right now, and we command every spirit operating outside of the Holy Spirit to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we decree and declare this deliverance this morning, that we are delivered, that we are set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that we are free indeed. Heavenly Father, we come humbling ourselves on your mighty hand, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, you are our God, and we praise and we thank you, Lord God, for another day that you have given us by your grace and mercy. You have given us another day to press in and to press on, amen. You have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us or take what you have given us away, amen. We give you praise and we thank you, even as we press on today. We humble you that we will make it, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and it's nothing that the devil can do that will stop us, amen, because of your grace and because of your mercy that's afforded to us today. We give you praise and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a good God, amen. You're a merciful God, and you never leave us. Today, as we purpose to fight the good fight of faith, give us victory and receive all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for the victory that you have given us, your children, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, that healing, hallelujah, bring forth, oh God, and abide in the life of your children, those of us that need the healing on today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Ezekiel 47:1-12, that your healing water flow into the life of your children, that we may receive and be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray right now that you bless, touch, heal, deliver, and change our lives from today on with us. Help us to fight the good fight of faith and prayer and warfare. Oh, Lord, increase our faith right now to receive the miracle that's already working on the inside. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you're with us. For your word says that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, Lord, let joy come right now. Unspeakable joy. Let joy overtake us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you reign. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the islands be glad, amen. Let the heavens declare your righteousness, and all people see your glory, amen. We will sing unto you a new song, for you have done marvelous things, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, make your salvation known and reveal your righteousness to the nations. Shout for joy to the Lord, amen. All the earth burst into a jumbling song with music, amen. Let the sea resound, hallelujah, everything in it, amen. The world and all who live in it, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord. Amen. My Lord, my God, we thank you for your plan, oh God, to give us an expected end, a hope in the future. Amen. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble, for you are great in Zion. Amen. Lord, your word says that it is a set, hallelujah, appointed appointed time for favor, Zion. To favor Zion in the name of Jesus Christ. As citizens of Zion, we declare that we walk in the favor of God. Amen. It is the appointed time for your favor to abound and increase towards us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, build up Zion and appear in your glory so the nations can hear you and all the kings of the earth see your glory. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, you hallelujah, you will hear the prayer of the destitute and you will not despise their prayers. Amen. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you will look down from the height of your sanctuary and we hear the groaning of the prisoners and release those appointed to death. Amen. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. We will praise the Lord from our innermost being and we will forget not all his benefits. Amen. Lord, you forgive all our sins and heal our diseases and we thank you. Lord, you have redeemed our life from the pit and you have crowned us with hallelujah, with love and compassion and we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you satisfy our desires with good things so that our youth is renewed as the eagles. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, work righteousness and justice for all the oppressed and Lord, the east and from the west. So, Lord, you have removed our transgressions from us and we thank you. Lord, you have established your throne in the heavens and your kingdom rules over all. Amen. All of God's creation, all that he rules up, come and praise the Lord. Amen. With all our hearts, we praise the Lord God. How many, hallelujah, how many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Amen. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because we are made by you beautifully and wonderfully made. Amen. That we will never forget, O God, that we are beautiful in thy sight, O God, because we are your creation. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Amen. Lord, turn our desert into pools of water and our parched ground into flowing springs. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. If it had not been for you, Father God, and all that you've done, all that you're doing and about to do, where would we be right now? We thank you that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price, hallelujah, for our sins, that we can declare and declare right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we're redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, for your finished work on the cross, that it is done. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we can decree the crown of victory because you are in us and we are operating you, Lord God. We thank you right now for your word that we are abiding you, that you are abiding me. So we decree the crown right now. We have the resurrection power working on the inside. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, send forth from Zion the strength of your strength. Rule then in the midst of your foes. Lord, give us meat. Hallelujah. And be ever mindful of your covenant. Lord, you sent redemption to your people. And you have commanded your covenant forever. Holy and reverent is your name. From the rising of the sun till it goes down, the Lord name is to be praised. Amen. The Lord is high above all nations. His glory above the heavens. Amen. Raise the poor out of the dust. And lift up the needy out of the heap up in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant the man and woman a home up, like the joyful mother of children. Amen. Tremble on earth at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. Amen. All of our nations come praise the Lord. Let every praise, let everyone praise him. His love for us is wonderful. His faithfulness never ends. Shout praises to the Lord our God. Amen. Shout the joy and victory sound in the tent of the righteous. The Lord right here has done mighty things. Lord, you have opened the gates of righteousness. We will go into them, hallelujah, and we will praise you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough. Lord, we bless your holy name. Hallelujah, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, amen. It is marvelous in his eyes. How he come up with us, and in our eyes, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, we bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, let righteousness work peace in our life and let the effect of righteousness be quietness and confidence forever. Let your spirit be poured out from on high, oh God, and the wilderness be a fruitful field and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, be gracious unto us and hallelujah, long for you, oh God. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of distress. Let wisdom and knowledge be our stability and strength of salvation and the fear of the Lord our treasure. Lord, we walk, hallelujah. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we will walk righteously and speak uprightly. Amen. We will despise gain from rod and from oppression, amen. And we will shake our head free, hallelujah, from the taking of bribes. We will stop our ears from hearing the bloodshed and shut our eyes to avoid looking upon evil. Therefore, you will call us to dwell on the heights of our place of defense. Will be the fortress of rocks. Bread will be given to us, and water for us will be sure. Amen. Let our eyes see your beauty, Lord God. Let your churches be as secure as a tent with pegs. Hallelujah, that cannot be pulled up and fastened with ropes that cannot be broken. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, be upon our place of broad rivers and streams. Amen. We decree and declare Isaiah 33 and 24. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not say I am sick because our iniquity is forgiven. Amen. Let every wilderness and solitary place in our life rejoice and blossom abundantly as a rose. Let rejoicing, joy and singing come into every wilderness place. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you that it's happening right now because we believe it, so we receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. Let the glory of Lebanon, the ecstasy of Carmel and Sherry come into our lives and let us see the glory of the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, strengthen our weak hands and make firm our feeble knees. Let our eyes be opened and every blind area of our life be removed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our ears be opened and let every deaf area of our life be unstopped in the name of Jesus Christ. Let every lame area in our life be healed and let us leap like a deer. Let our tongues sing for joy and let the waters and streams break out in every area of our lives. Let every parched area in our life become a pool and every thirsty area of our life a spring of water. Let us walk on the highway of holiness and let, hallelujah, let how we let the lion or ravenous beast be in our path. For we have the Redeemer of the Lord. We come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon our head. And then in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and Zion will flee from our lives. We receive the comfort of the Lord. Our iniquity is pardoned, and our warfare is accomplished. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, the way of the Lord is made straight in our lives, and a highway has been made in our life for our God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let every valley in our life be exalted, every mountain be made low. Amen. Lord, make the crooked places in our life straight, and every rough place smooth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let the glory of the Lord be revealed in our life, for you, Lord God, have spoken it. Amen. We will go to the mountain of the Lord, and we will lift up our voice with strength and declare, behold, you are God. My Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Lord, we hallelujah. We are part of your flock. Feed us, oh God. Hallelujah. Gently lead us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us power and increase our strength right now. Oh, Lord, for you are our strength. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Isaiah 40 and 31, we will wait upon the Lord and he shall renew our strength. Amen. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk in. Hallelujah. We will not faint. Amen. Lord, you come over here. We will not fear. Hallelujah. For you are with us. You strengthen us. Help us, oh God. Help us to hold us with your righteous right hand. We will not sin for you, Lord. We'll hold our hand and help us. Amen. Lord, you have allowed us to become like a log covered with sharp spikes. You will help us to grind and crush every mountain and hill until they are turned to dust. A strong will scatter them in all directions. Amen. Lord, open the rivers and high places for us and fountains in the midst of our valleys. Amen. Lord, in every disaster place in our lives, you will fill the desert with all kinds of trees, cedars, ashes, and myrtles, olive type of trees. Hallelujah, fir trees and pines. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that everyone will see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this in our lives and that we are your new creation. Amen. Lord, establish your justice in the earth and let the coastlands receive your Lord. Let the blind eyes be opened and bring out the prisoners from hallelujah from prison. Amen. And those that sit in the darkness out of the prison house. Amen. Let the new things be declared in our lives and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about us. Let them spring forth right now. We decree and declare we will sing unto you a new song and release your praise in my life. Let the wilderness areas of our life lift up their voices and let hallelujah let us shout from the top of the mountain. We will give you glory and declare your praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We put on us right now the full armor of God.
And we decree in the path the full armor of God covers us, amen. From the crown of our feet to the soul, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. My Lord, my God, help on today. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of confusion and destruction right now. How do you come? I will shake you. My Lord, we take the, hallelujah, we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. We take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we sever all ties with the enemy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are saved with an everlasting salvation. And the Lord will always keep us safe and free from shame. Amen. Let the ends of the earth look unto you. Hallelujah. And be saved. In the Lord, we have righteousness and strength. Amen. We are justified in the Lord. We're glorying in his salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, give us the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Let the heavens rain down and the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open and bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you declare the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. Let your counsel stand and do all your pleasure in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have placed your righteousness and salvation in Zion. Teach us to prop and lead us in the way that we should go. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have said that you will answer our prayers. And you have set a time when you will come to save us. Amen. You have chosen us to take your promise of hope to other nations. Amen. You will build, hallelujah, you will rebuild the country from its ruins and the people will come and settle there. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. My Lord, my God, he come and will shit to you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, let our offspring, hallelujah, spring up like grass or like willow trees and their flowing streams to worship you and to be your people. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we come on today, oh God, that we may receive from you, Father God, a rhema word today. Lord, that all that come on today, oh God, hallelujah, walking in expectation, expecting to receive, let it be done, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God, I ask in Jesus' name. Make darkness light before us and crooked things straight in our lives. And those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Lord, magnify your Lord, hallelujah, and make it honorable. Lord, you have redeemed us. You have summoned us by name. We are yours, oh God. We will not be afraid. When we pass through the waters, you will be with us. The rivers will not overflow our lives. When we walk through the fire, we will not be burned and the flames will not set us ablaze. Amen. Lord, you have brought us from the ends of the earth and joined us to the Holy One of Israel. And we thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing it all. Lord, we love you and we need you right now. Have your way. Have your way in this service, Father God. Have your way, oh God, in the life of all your children. And we thank you for new life, that we can decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are your children, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. That we are the righteousness of God. That we're blessed for now, blessed coming in, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We're the head and not the tail. On top and not beneath. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your protection and your provision. For you are our refuge and our fortress. And we thank you, Lord God, that no evil shall befall us. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're healed by your stripes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that all things are working together for the good of our lives. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good. Hallelujah. That we can decree and declare right now that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, and Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you will bless us, oh God, in our going and coming on today. Those of us that will be traveling on the road or are traveling right now, as Pastor Manning is traveling on the road, oh God, from Louisiana back to Houston, Texas this day, we pray for traveling grace for him, Lord. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents.
And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation we may enter into today. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, the place, everywhere our feet may tread, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise, church. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless you. We thank you that you that have kept us, that we can be here one more time in position to receive. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome this beautiful Sunday. We thank God we are back in position, amen, here in Sunday service, ready to serve, amen, ready to be used by our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We decree and declare we are kingdom builders, amen, fit for the kingdom, for the work of the kingdom, amen. Hallelujah. We will not be moved. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We welcome everyone out in Louisiana, New York, New York, New Jersey, amen, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Atlanta. We welcome you all today, amen. Illinois, our brother, our minister, Lauren Green, out there in Illinois, we welcome you, our brother Joel Washington, our uncle. We bless you in the name of Jesus. We welcome everyone out there surrounding cities. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you. Our senior pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning, he's not with us on today. He is out in Louisiana celebrating his grandmother's 88th birthday. So we wish her a happy birthday. And may God continue to bless her with many more. Amen. May the strength of the Lord continue to be with her. Amen. And the peace of the Lord reign over every area of her life. So we thank you all for praying for us as we travel to and from the last week and a half celebrating my birthday and our anniversary. We just thank God for safe travels that we're back in position. Well, I'm back here this Sunday. And so we just thank God. So welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your first time here in Sunday service with us, we'd like for you to press 1 at this time. We want to welcome you. I want to welcome you. Pastor Man is not here today. I want to welcome you and pray for you and pray with you. Amen. Whatever it is that you have that you want to bring to the altar, bring it, come on, bring it all over to Jesus. Let us touch and agree in prayer. I definitely want to welcome you today of this Sunday. So press 1. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, press 1 at this time. If you're tuned in online at this hour, hallelujah, and it's your first time tuning in with us here in Sunday service, please give us a call here at 845-277-9213. We would like to welcome you as well and pray with you and pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, church, at this time we're going to have a song selection as we prepare ourselves to take communion as we do every Sunday morning. Where you can grab all that you need to partake in communion. We're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington this morning. Amen. So while he's while we're receiving the worship, please go ahead and grab your things for communion if you don't already have them. Go ahead and grab your cracker, your bread, your water, or your wine, or whatever you have there to partake in communion this morning. Amen. God bless you, Brother Joe Washington. Welcome.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be back with y'all again. I thank God for blessing this day, enabling me to wake up and see another day. You know, God is good.
Yes.
You know, and I just want you to know, you know, just keep on praying for my family and for me, because I'm going through some procedure, but see, I done put it all in God's hand, and I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to let God take care. You know, just keep on praying for us and pray for all the families that's going through their trials and tribulation. But God knows all about them. And I just want to congratulate y'all on your anniversary. You know, I miss y'all, and me and Auntie, we love you, and I'm sure that y'all had a good time in the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Gonna be all right. Be all right. Gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Be all right. It's gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Lord, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Oh, Jesus, he told me everything gonna be all right. Lord Jesus, he told me everything gonna be all right. Lord Jesus, he told me everything is gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Be all right. It's gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. I don't care what you're going through. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything is gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Be all right. It's gonna be all right. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Oh,
God bless you. We lift you up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, Lord, that you would touch the body and the life of your son right now, your servant, oh God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing right now, oh God. Lord, we pray, let healing spring forth speedily in his body. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God. We know you to be a healer,
amen.
Oh God. Let healing take place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you divine the intervene right now and turn it all around for us good. We decree and declare great testimony that healing has come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we believe your report that he is healed, delivered, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask for every virtue that left his body. Lord, we pray that you will pour back into him great and mighty to overflowing that he have even more to give. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Never running out. Amen. Never running weary. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray that you will continue to be his strength, continue to be his life, continue to be his truth, continue to be his way. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen.
We decree and declare the victory over your life, Brother Joel. We love you so much. Of course, you know your nephew. He loves you so much. I love you so much. And your wife, we just thank God for you and your commitment.
Amen.
Here at the Gospel Public Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah, God. I got a feeling everything is all right. It's all right. How many of y'all know it's all right? It's all right. Amen. At this time, we're going to partake in our communion. If you have your elements, all that you need to partake, let us partake. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, it says, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you. We come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter in communion at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves right now. Hallelujah, God. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us, hallelujah, of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Oh, Lord, cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us of each of all our unrighteousness. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. Amen. We thank you that that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, that Jesus took our sins and our transgression and our iniquities and our trespasses to the cross with him. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins. Amen. For our transgression, for our iniquities and our trespasses. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. And we remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon and whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our bodies may be healed. Amen. We thank you that with your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us, touching us, and healing us. We thank you that you took the bread and you broke it and you said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. And partake in faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of your faith. You may eat, church. You may take. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and said this to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us and that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all our sins and all our iniquities, all our transgressions, all our trespasses. And your blood, it heals us in the holy name of Jesus. We now take this in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. You may drink, church. Thank you, Lord. It's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray and we receive on today. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood, for your finished work on Calvary. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, church, we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be right back for the preach word. So stay right here with us. Amen. God bless you.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, no matter who or what we are, we must nation. A prolific dissertation. Oh, if I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter.
God, we thank God for another opportunity, amen. Let us enter in and receive the word of God, amen. Come on, let's magnify with me. Come on, church, let's give God praise. Let's thank him for what he's doing, what he's done, and what he's about to do. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word. It's hallelujah, forever established in heaven. Let us pray. I'm so grateful to be here again this morning with you all, and I'm just thanking God for another opportunity, amen, to bring his word for that bring change. God's word is a word of transformation. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get it on the inside that we may be transformed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind my mind to the mind of Christ and my will to your will, Heavenly Father. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, oh God. Open up our understanding to understand the scripture so that we can receive on today and apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us. According to Isaiah 60:2, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every hindering spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of confusion, amen, spirit of distraction, spirit of death, premature death, spirit of destruction, hallelujah, spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and virus, spirit of oppression and depression, fear, hallelujah, self-criticalness, anger, rage, wrath, bitterness, unforgiveness, any spirit that's operating that's outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare that we're delivered and set free, and we're able to receive right now, and we receive change on today, amen, and it's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory, amen, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your word. Amen. Father God, we bless your name. The word today is what is in your heart. It is the matters of the heart, church, that we're truly dealing with. What is truly in your heart? I'm not talking about, amen, anything else. I'm talking about what is in your heart, because God judges the heart. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, what is in your heart? I want you to think about that this morning, church. What is in your heart? What is in my heart? What are we dealing with that's in our hearts? Hallelujah. I want us to start off, first of all, in the book of Matthew. Amen. In the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 12, and I'm coming from the New King James Version, and I'm going to try to slow down so you all can get it, because it's the matters of the heart. What is in your heart? Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 through 36. And again, I'm coming out the New King James Version. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 through 36. The Bible says, "Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." I want us to understand, church, it's the matter of the heart. So what is in your heart? Let's search our hearts on today. When we look at these scriptures here, my Lord, my God, in verse 34 through 37 here, when we look at the scriptures, Jesus reminds us that what we say reveals what is in our hearts. What's coming out of you is what is in your heart. What are you dealing with? Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, it's the matters of the heart. What kinds of words are coming from your mouth? This is an indication of what your heart is really like. You can't solve your heart problem, however, just by cleaning up your speech. You must allow the Holy Spirit to fill you with new attitudes and motives. Then your speech will be cleansed at its source, which is your heart. What is in your heart, church? What's in your heart? If you go with me to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, a lot of us are familiar with this story here. That's going to be 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. Again, that's 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 7. And I'll give everyone a chance to get there. Amen. You can highlight it for yourself and go back to it here. When we talk about what's in your heart, what is your heart like? Amen. My Lord, my God. The Bible says, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outer appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. God looks at our heart. He looks at our heart, because what truly, who we truly are lies in our heart. I want us to understand this for life application. Saul was tall and handsome. He was impressive looking. He was an impressive looking man, good looking man. Samuel may have been trying to find someone who looked like Saul to be Israel's next king, but God warned him against judgment by appearance alone. So when people judge by outward appearance, they may overlook quality. Individuals who lack the particular physical quality society currently admires. See, appearance doesn't reveal what people are really like or what their true value is, because what you're truly getting is what is in their heart. My Lord, my God. Fortunately, I want us to understand God judges by faith and character, not appearances. And because only God can see on the inside, only he can accurately judge people. See, most people spend hours each week maintaining their outward appearance. They should do even more to develop the inner character. See, while everyone can see your face, and only you and God know what your heart really looks like, the question, church, is what steps are you taking to improve your heart's attitude? My Lord, my God. It's in the beginning when we look in the Old Testament and the book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 through 6. It says, then the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And then the Bible says in verse 6, it said that, and the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So, church, I ask you, what is in your heart? This is not a long, drawn-out sermon today. It's getting straight to the point, because we need to search our hearts on today. We need to really see what is going on in our heart. If we're dealing with anger and unforgiveness and bitterness and rage and hell in us, it's in our heart. It's coming out because it is in your heart. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Help us, Father God. Help us, Father God. Help us. Jesus reminds us that our speech and actions reveal the true underlying beliefs and attitudes and motivations. I want us to understand what's in your heart, it will come out. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. See, our heart, our feelings of love and desire, it dictates us to a great extent how we live, because we always find time to do what we enjoy. Solomon tells us to guard our heart above all else, making sure we concentrate on those desires that would keep us on the right path. The Bible says in Jeremiah, as we're talking about what's in your heart, the Bible says in Jeremiah 17, verse 9 and 10, it says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10 says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. See, God makes it clear why we sin. It's a matter of the heart, church. Our hearts have been inclined towards sin from the time we were born. It is easy to fall into the routine of forgetting and forsaking God, but we can still choose whether or not to continue in sin. We can yield to a specific temptation, or we can ask God to help us resist temptation when it comes. What is in your heart, church? My Lord, my God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Do you have a heart to seek God? Is that in your heart, is to seek God? Amen. Day in and day out. Amen. With all things going to God, is that in your heart? Naturally, the freedom of the heart is to think, is to will, is to think, and to act from its affections. The heart can be deceptive, tricky, evil, confused. I want to talk about the unsaved heart. There are a lot of people that are not born again. A lot of people go to church but are not born again. See, many of the pastors are not born again. We're talking about the unsaved heart. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. See, you have the wicked heart. If a person does not put his heart under the guide of the Holy Spirit, you will tend to enjoy doing evil. People with wicked hearts are dangerous to be friends with. I want you to understand, it's the matters of the heart, church. What is in your heart? When we talk about the heart of discouragement, the discouraged heart. See, when some people are faced with trials and challenges, the usual easily they give up, they are discouraged. They have a discouraged heart. The Bible says in Proverbs 24 and 10, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. That's a discouraged heart. Do you have discouragement in your heart? Do you have a heart that's double-minded? See, there are some people that are also full of doubts. Even when the promises of God is so clear and sure, they are still double-minded about it. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I want you to search your heart, church, to see what's really in your heart. Do you have a selfish heart? See, these people with this type of heart, they always want to have all the good things of life to themselves, and nobody will have it. See, some of the symptoms of this category of heart is the urge to keep acquiring even when you don't need it. Then you have a heart that is proud. People with this type of heart are usually too proud to accept the truth. And when the Holy Spirit is reproving them through a lower status person, they will flee to ridicule. They will feel ridiculed. Amen. Symptom is the sign of arrogance. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 8 and 14, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Then we have a heart of abstinence, an abstinent heart, you all. See, these people will refuse to yield to correction because of this kind of heart. See, such people are usually destroyed at the end of the day because there is no counsel to put them to the right way. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 2 and 30, it says, But Sihon, the king of Heshbon, would not let us pass by him, for the Lord thy God hardened his spirit and made his heart abstinate, that he might deliver him into thy hand as a appearance this day. We're talking about the matters of the heart, church. What is in your heart? If we can deal with that, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just think about how much better the world will be. If we deal with the root of it, this is the root. What is in our hearts is the root of the problem. It's the root of us is what is in your heart, because God judges what's in your heart. We can say a lot of things, but what is truly in your heart will come out. Let's talk about the fearful heart here. The fearful heart. See, these classes of people are very fearful. Will they face any situation that is new and not looking pleasant? Their heart jumps in fear. They begin to think of every possible negative thing that could happen. The Bible says in Proverbs 19 and 3 that the foolishness of man perverteth his way, and heart feareth against the Lord. I want us to understand, church, and I'll say this over and over. It's the matters of the heart. Then you have the heavy heart. When people with this kind of heart have troubles, they will let it burden them. The heavy heart is not able to give any solution, but instead confuse, complicate the issue more, and it is even difficult to pray with this kind of heart. The Bible says in Proverbs 25 and 20, as he take Proverbs 25 and 20 says, as he that taketh away a garment in a cold weather, and as vinegar upon nitrit, so is he that singeth songs to an heavy heart. Do you have a heavy heart, church? Are you dealing with a heavy heart? Do you have a troubled heart? A troubled heart, when it's faced with troubles, the troubled heart is not able to receive the word of God. Instead, it begins to panic. The Bible says in John 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Are you dealing with a troubled heart, church? We're talking about what's in your heart this morning. Do you have a foolish and darkened heart because of things that have happened? See, a lot of people have been brought down because of the foolishness of their heart. It is such a heart that claims that God does not exist. Such people's heart is not darkened that they cannot. It's so darkened that they cannot see the light even when it is obvious. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, it said, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. My Lord, my God, what is in your heart? Deceitfulness and mischievous. Do you have a deceitful heart, a mischievous heart? See, people with such a heart are fraudulent and cannot be trusted with any business. They can't be trusted with their family or any position of integrity. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 14, O Israel, wash thy heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? My Lord, my God, you need to examine your heart, church. We need to examine our heart, hallelujah, and do a cleanup. Because of the deceptive attribute of the heart, one may think all is well. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Father God, creating us a clean heart. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13 and 5, hallelujah, as we begin to wrap up here, church, the Bible says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? Ask God to create in you a clean heart, church. Ask God, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me, according to Psalm 51 and 10. Because we are born as sinners, our natural inclination is to please ourselves rather than God. David followed that inclination when he took another man's wife. We also follow it when we sin in any way. Like David, we must ask God to cleanse us from within and clear our hearts. Amen. Cleaning our hearts and spirits for new thoughts and desires. Amen. Right conduct can come only from a clean heart and spirit. Ask God to create a pure heart and spirit in you, church. What is in your heart? I pray, church, on today that you had an opportunity during this service, during this time as this word has gone forth, to examine your heart on today, to know what is in your heart. I pray, God, touch our heart on today. Lord, help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us, Lord, creating us a clean heart. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you right now that, hallelujah, you exposed the work of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. That now that we have examined our hearts, oh, God, oh, Lord, we welcome you in, oh, God, to change us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. The doors of the church is open. What is in your heart? What is in your heart, church? There'll be one on today. You've been led astray and you said, I want to come back. I want to rededicate my life to Christ. If that be you on today, amen, press one. We want to welcome you back, amen. to the Fivefold Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. If that be you on today, press 1. My Lord, my God. If you've never prayed the prayer of salvation, amen, hallelujah, and you say, you know what? I want to give my life over to Christ. While you still have time, press 1. Let us pray the prayer of salvation. Let us pray the prayer of salvation with you. Myself and Minister Lauren Green is on the line today. Let us pray the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're needing prayer for yourself or a family member or loved one, let us touch and agree with you on today in the name of Jesus, knowing that all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord and called according to his purpose. And that when the righteous cry out, hallelujah, the Lord delivers them out of all their troubles. And that the prayers of the righteous avail it much. For there's power in agreement. The word of God says, well, there are two of them gathered in his name, touching in agreement. There he is in the midst. Amen. That's you on today. We want to pray with you. Whatever it is, come on, give it all over to Jesus. Press 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're looking for a church home, Pastor Dorothy and I, we welcome you. We would love to be your pastor, support great into you, to disciple you. Amen. For such a time as this, if that be you, press 1. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your word. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for transformation. Amen. We thank you, oh God, for keeping us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're creating us a clean heart, oh God, and that you renew the right spirit within us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you that you not take your Holy Spirit away from us, oh God, but you filled us to overflowing, that even right now we can decree and declare the victory. Amen. That we're made new, amen, transformed by your word. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you did it all, oh God. We thank you for your plan, oh God, to save us, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, all that have an ear to hear on today, and a heart to receive only, let it be done unto them according to their faith. And Lord, I ask that you increase our faith right now so that we can receive the miracle that's already working on the inside. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your glory be seen on each of us, oh God, that all will know that we are your children. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your name, God. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering and you have Cash App, you can send those over to Cash App at Pastor Chantel. That's Pastor Chantel for Cash App. $ Pastor Chantel. And if you have Zelle, that number is 832-989-3649. Again, it's 832-989-3649. Amen. Amen. Let us pray over our tithes and offering. And for those that sent their tithes and offering during the week, we pray. I've prayed over those as well. Amen. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. And Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes and give our offerings on today according to your word. In Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the 7 promises that you have given to us as a tither. Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3 and 10. Heavenly Father, you promise us according to your word that heaven, hallelujah, will pour out a blessing on us, that there shall not be room enough to receive. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes that we will be, hallelujah, we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3 and 11 that you will rebuke the devourer for our sake, oh God. So we ask you, Lord God, to rebuke the devourer for our sakes because of our obedience to you in paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promise to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground, according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you in paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask that our value, that our vine not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and, hallelujah, from coming near us and our, hallelujah, any family member, amen, our finances, our fruits and our ground, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes and giving our offers of God. Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep us and all our families, all our finances, all our fruits and our grounds, oh God. Bless us with your seven blessings of the title edited written in Malachi 3. We ask you, Lord God, to give us fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tithe, according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, and we receive the blessing, oh God, that coming from you, that make it rich and add no sorrow. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed because we are tithers in Jesus Christ's holy name. And to God be the glory. Father God, and those who purpose their hearts to give, oh God, we pray that you restore them to the stewardship of your Son, King Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and those that have given, oh God, and will give, oh God, let there be no lack in their giving, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will increase their finances and possessions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we're planting good ground, amen, and we reap a good harvest of your goodness on earth, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, church, we're going to have our announcements. Amen. Hallelujah. Today is February the 5th, Sunday, February the 5th. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're senior pastors, Pastor Doris A. Manning. Our minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green out of Illinois. Amen. Our announcements today, Monday at 6 a.m., we have our intercessory prayer. We are currently in prayer throughout the month of February at 5 a.m. We started on February 1st to February 28th. So if you can join us at the 5 a.m. hour for prayer, please do so. But our Monday prayers are at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. But for the duration of the month of February, we'll be on at 5 a.m. since we're already in prayer. So the 6 a.m. prayer will be back in effect as of March. And so in the meantime, if you can join us at the 5 a.m. hour, please do so. Amen. 5 a.m. Central Standard Time here on our prayer line at 845-277-9213. Amen. Wednesday nights is our Bible study here on our church line, which is the same number you all called today. Amen. We start our Saturday school this month on third Saturday of each month. So join us here on the 18th. We will have our first Saturday school lesson going forth every third Saturday of each month, and I look forward to it. So I hope you all are looking forward to it as well. Amen. In that time, you should have received a flyer with the time and date, just in case you may have forgotten. We'll send it back out to you for our Saturday school on Saturdays at noon to 2. I believe that's the correct time, noon to 2, starting on February 18th and thereafter. Amen. We will start our minister training classes. Do start in the month of March. So those of you that are ministers and pastors, those that are minister elects, will get yourself together and get prepared for minister training in the month of March. Amen. In the month of March. So let's get ready for that. Amen. Our Sunday services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. Amen. So if you can join us again here at 2 p.m. would be a recap of our 10 a.m. Sunday service. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I hope you all can still hear me here on the line. I'm not sure if there's a problem. I see people going in and out, so I pray that all is well and that you all can hear me. Amen. All righty. So that does. And we want to say happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating a birthday this month of February. Our grandmother Helen Manning out in Louisiana, our daughter Sasha, and many, many more that are celebrating their birthday here in the month of February. We wish you all a happy birthday, and we pray that God will continue to bless you, increase you in wholeness and newness of life. We pray for long life and strength of the Lord always, and it's in Jesus' name we pray that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. And anyone that's celebrating a wedding anniversary this month of February, oh, we pray that God will continue to bless your union. May you have the joy of the Lord always in your marriage, and may you continue to seek God even more. And I pray that God will continue to bless you and favor your marriage all the days of your life. I pray that you all will not live one day apart, amen, that you will live long life together, amen, with good health and strength and peace and joy and favor of the Lord, lacking nothing, amen, hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name I pray and I bless you. To God be the glory, amen and amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That does conclude our announcements for today, church. I believe I covered everything there in our announcements. Amen. We are preparing for our hit stage play, our comedy stage play, next Saturday, February 11th at the Midtown Arts Center. The name of the play is I Can't Stand My Family Members. It's going to be a good time. Come on out. If you have not gotten your tickets, please do so. You still have a little time to get those pre-sale tickets until tomorrow. General admission is $35. At the door is $25. Come on out and support. We're looking forward to having a good time. Laughter is good for the soul. So come out. Don't be deceived by the enemy thinking, oh, I'm too holy, I can't laugh. Come out and have a good time and be filled with the joy of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our benediction. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for everyone that did here. Everyone is here in service on today. God bless you. We pray that God bless your week. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So remember, search your hearts, church, and find out what is really in your heart. Amen. It's the matters of the heart. Amen. The God of peace who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. You have a blessed one.
Oh, I want to be here. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. One time, one time.
One time, one time.
One time, one time. to get there on the great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing.